I had to have a little chuckle there. Yeah, I am optimistic about our country, but you never know. And it was a period of great uncertainty. Now that's taken care of, and it's time to move ahead.
Yep, couldn't agree with you more. Yep. And quite honestly, I don't think it really mattered who was elected. It does matter. I understand that. But bottom line is you got to move forward nonetheless. Can't sit there and cry in your milk. You got to get back in the saddle and ride. I think that's all there is to it. So, but I just am astounded by this traffic backup. It's got to be an accident or something up here that's not right. I can't imagine that just to be stopped like this for this period of time just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, the rig here is an FTM 500D. I think that's it. It's more rig than what I need for here in the car, but just kind of got it loosely secured and running the full 50 watts into just a small mobile mount on the side of the truck. So it's enough to seem to get the job done. Headed towards home, which is north of St. John's, if I get there sometime in the near future.
W8CMN.
Well, I was just about to make that comment that hopefully it's not an accident, and maybe it's actually improving the roads. That would be wonderful. Yeah, I'm running a very old Kenwood 731A, which I modded to get cross-band repeat for service events, and I'm on I-69 heading into Lapeer County and back to the QTH.
Wow, that's pretty decent coverage. Now, how far is it full quieting that you have right now on the repeater, and how far do you think you'll be able to do that?